Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, man sagt das Wach im Perik Hei, Mischne Zayin, Schlamim. Like the carbon tide is Kaddishim Kalim. Shechitas Mechamakam Bazar, they can be shechted anywhere in the courtyard. The Damantan Shtein Matana Shein Abra, and their blood requires, like the carbon tide and like the carbon Ayla, two applications that are four. In other words, again, he stands by the two corners, the northeastern and southwestern corners of the outside Mizbeach. When you splash dam at a corner, it goes on both sides. You have all four walls covered. V'nechalim b'chala'ir, and their meat may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. L'chal adam, by anyone, not necessarily kohanim, b'chal macho, prepared in any way, not like the carbon pesach, that has to be roasted. And here's what makes the shlamim different than the carbon taida. Besides the fact that the carbon taida comes along with chalas, but in time, for the carbon shlamim, you have 2 days and a night. L'shnei yamim v'layla echad, for 2 days and a night. What that means is the day that the carbon is shechted, that night plus the next day. Hamura mehem, the parts that are separated from them, to be given to the kayan. Again, the chaz of a sheik. Kayotze behem, are eaten in the same way that the carbon itself is eaten. Ella, but, here's the chumra. Shehamuram. These parts that are separated for the kaihanim, nechala kaihanim, can only be eaten by kaihanim, l'nasheyem, their wives, l'vneim, their children, and in a different category, uli avdeyem, to their avadim. Okay, so once again, shlamim is kadashim kalim. You can shecht it anywhere, as the case is with kadashim kalim. Shtei metana shein arba is the way you put the dam on. You can eat it throughout the city of Yerushalayim. Anyone can eat it. Of course, you have to be tahar. Keep it prepared in any way. It has the longest time of any carbon. 2 days and a night. That's the day you shecht it. The night and the complete next day. The chaz of shaykh that gets separated and given to the kehanim can also be eaten throughout the entire city for the same time period, but it has to be eaten by kehanim, their wives, their children, or their avadim. Now let me ask you something. By the carbon taida, as well as the other karbanos, the rayoyim v'layla, so you tell me you have the day you shechted plus the night. So really you should have the whole night till the morning. But you don't have the whole night till the morning. You only have until chatzais, because Chazal said, no, we have to make a gate. We have to stop you earlier to make sure you're not over eating nicer, which is karbanis after its deadline. It doesn't seem that there's such a gate in regard to the karban shlamim. In other words, we're not saying over here, in regard to the karban shlamim, where you have that day, the night, and the whole next day. It doesn't say, well, stop the next day by chatzais, midday. It seems you can continue to eat it until the night. So the Taisus Yamtiv explains, it's because everyone knows when Shkia Sachame is. Everyone knows, the day is over, the night is setting in. We're not so worried people are going to make a mistake. On the other hand, if the time to eat it is until the morning, when the Alois HaShachar is far more complicated. It starts before we would see the sunrise. So there's a far greater chance you're going to miss that date. And therefore, if the shiur is all night until the morning, you have to make a deadline of chatzais. But if the shiur is all day until at night, nish gefarlich. We're not so worried you're going to confuse it. Some explain, this is from the Marie Korkus, it's just the nature of the difference of how people live by day and by night. By night, I'm scared. I have a whole night to eat it. Let me just put my head down. Let me sleep a little bit. And by the time he wakes up, it's already morning. Too late. He missed it. So therefore, he has to have a deadline of chatzais. Mashen came by day, it's not so shchiach. He's going to miss the deadline of nightfall.